The various and contradicting interests surrounding the Potter Valley project are meshed in an agreement that Humboldt County has signed on to. Many years in the making, the agreement unites water users in Mendocino and Sonoma counties with environmental groups, tribes, and Humboldt County on a plan to manage Eel River water diversion and habitat restoration. Approved by Humboldt's Board of Supervisors at its July 22nd meeting, the agreement charts the removal of Scott Dam and Cape Horn Dam, as well as continuation of water diversion through a new facility that will be built and operated by a new joint powers authority. PG&E now operates the Potter Valley project, but is getting out of it and will submit a decommissioning plan to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission by July 29th. The agreement supports a transfer of PG&E's water rights to the Round Valley Tribe, which will lease the rights to the new JPA. Lease payments will be used to create an Eel River Restoration Fund. Humboldt County Deputy Public Works Director Hank Seaman said the diversion plan includes strong protections of the Eel River. He described the agreement's benefits.
This agreement would represent securing support from the major Russian River water users to, you know, for their support of PG&E's dam removal as expeditiously as possible. This agreement also represents a strong defense against, you know, other efforts. There's other visions of trying to retain PG&E's dams for the future. And so having an agreement that's really based on a regional collaboration and provides some certainty for Russian River water users is a strong defense against trying to retain the dams. And then having an annual payment, a committed base payment for Eel River restoration is significant. That payment and the terms of the agreement can be a catalyst to try to leverage and deliver some significant investment for Eel River restoration.
Other provisions of the agreement include seasonal limits on diversion, ongoing monitoring of its effects, and a 30-year span allowing for review prior to renewal. Humboldt and regional environmental groups would have preferred an end to diversion, but during a public comment period, Brian Johnson of Trout Unlimited, one of the PAC's signatories, described the advantages of compromise.
We support this knowing full well that many of our members would prefer to just see the diversion go away, and I think might have liked it if we would have simply fought for dam removal and an end to the diversion. We feel pretty strongly that that's not the right approach. And at first it was, at a minimum, making sure that we had a seat at the table, because not doing so and allowing a water war could easily lead to delay in dam removal, or in a worst case scenario, a diversion that isn't conditioned to protect the Eel River. Along the way, though, we came to believe that the agreement that's before you today is affirmatively good for the Eel River.
Johnson added that scientific rules protect from diversion impacts along with enforceable monitoring, and funding from water leasing will pay for habitat restoration. Also on board is Caltrout. And Charlie Schneider, its regional project manager, said design of the new diversion facility will support fish passage, and he highlighted the restorative justice for the Round Valley Tribe. Friends of the Eel River isn't party to the agreement, but Alicia Heyman, its executive director, said although it includes diversion, its conditions are supportable.
While we are one of those groups that would prefer to see the diversion ended, we feel confident that the flow schedule developed by the technical team will protect habitat in the Eel and sets appropriate seasonal boundaries on the diversion. It's important for the public to know, as Hank mentioned, that the agreement also provides for changes to the diversion schedule. For example, if monitoring shows unexpected adverse effects to the Eel River. And I think that's a really important, you know, element to keep in mind, the flexibility that's built into this agreement. We also appreciate the work that went into ensuring that the WDA is protective of Eel River flows regardless of how PG&E's water rights transfer ends up. We know that there are still some pieces that are up in the air as we move forward. While it is obviously important to protect Eel River flows, opening access once again to the 280 miles of steelhead habitat that is currently locked up behind Scott Dam is probably the single most important restoration action we can take to support the eel's still wild steelhead and give them a real chance at recovery.
Supervisors agreed with the commentary, with Supervisor Mike Wilson saying, even without the agreement, the Eel River dams wouldn't be economically sustainable, but the pact will expedite their removal. That will still take several years to do, and the negotiation process isn't over yet. An agreement with PG&E on decommissioning still has to be forged. Supervisors unanimously voted to approve the agreement, an action that's expected to soon be taken by other parties. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.